it's me again, the virtual Peter Kirk. Thought you might like another little chat about this lovely old city of yours. Well then, what shall we talk about today, What about the shipyard? You might remember James Curtis from our last little chat. He was the original owner of the property at Yarrow Point. Curtis and a number of the early pioneers made most of their living building ferries and using them to ferry people around on the lake. In 1901, Captain George Botch and Harry Tompkins opened a small shipyard at the site of today's Carillon Point. The amazing John Anderson, however, had arrived in 1888 with $20 in his pocket, and by 1908 had earned enough money piloting boats all over the lake to buy that shipyard and form Anderson Shipbuilding. This picture of the Ferry Atlanta in 1908 shows the shipyards in action. These pictures record a community growing around the building of boats and ships. Here in 1918, members of the community arrived for a launch of a new ship. In the 1930s, the shipyard became known as the Lake Washington Shipyard. Other notable ferry boats built in 1918 and World War II were the Lincoln of Kirkland. And of course, in 1933, everyone's favorite, the Calacala. The Calacala was built in 1927 in California as the Ferry Peralta, but was burned to the hull in an accident in 1930 and then sold for $10. She was considered a bad luck ship. She was sent to the Lake Washington Shipyard and completely refitted as the futuristic and the fastest ferry ever to work the Puget Sound. From 1935 until 1964, the Calacala plied the local waters, although somewhat clumsily. She was prone to collision, you know. The Calacala spent the years from 1965 until about 10 years ago as a landed fish cannery in Alaska, and is now waiting for its next career opportunity. Where's that Lee Hunt when an opportunity like that comes available? During World Wars I and II, the shipyards were part of the war effort. They built cruisers and ship tenders called picket boats. With so many of our brave lads already serving in the military, the shipyards became a haven for World War II's Rosie the Riveters. They may not have been riveting, but they were certainly building picket boats, over 100 of them. Between the two wars, the facility was used to repair fishing vessels. The shipyard closed in 1946, and the landlords looked to the Navy across the water at Sandpoint to lease moorage for resting ships in the area. By the 1960s, the property was largely vacant and out of use. The end of one proud career was soon to be followed by the excitement of professional football in the Seattle area. Seattle Seahawks established their training camp and headquarters at the site of the old shipyard and stayed until the development of Carillon Point, which opened in 1989. Virtual Peter Kirk here, signing off for now. Cheerio!